It's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by, I had to get that in there, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan with us. Hello, sir.
Hello. How's everybody out there in Radio Land?
Wonderful. Is that your ode to the Ever Given?
Yeah. I mean, this is a day that in sort of summing up the month of talking about how wine gets to you and shipping, and I had planned on talking about shipping anyway, but man, when that happened, it really sort of drove the point home. And for anybody wondering, that was of course a Robert Plant song, "Ship of Fools," but it was done by the Virginia Gentlemen, which is one of the a cappella groups down there at UVA. A cappella, of course, a very, very small subset of very geeky yet fun-loving individuals, amongst whom I count myself. So check it out if you're into that sort of thing. So yeah, shipping. We'll talk about shipping first, and importantly, I am excited to announce I've met with a lot of my fellow business owners, and we have come up with an enhanced schedule for the holiday buying season. We are going to extend it by a week, we think that this is going to lead, of course, the money is part of it, but we think really more it's to reduce injuries early amongst our staff, let them gear up, there's been some grumbling, amongst some people, but we really think that for a long term, I think the public wants it. Certainly, the owners want it. So everybody look out for that as soon as possible, because frankly, we're greedy. We're greedy.
I like that.
We can't do that sort of thing. Like when you say it like a freaking, you're a wine merchant, everybody's like,
oh, yeah.
But the NFL, they're like, ah.
No problem with that.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, that, and I confess, before we launch into this, I did need to say I didn't realize that I had made it into the round of 64 in Downtown Madness, and so I have, since I gained that information, I have shared that on the Bangor Wine Facebook page and my own, and see, I don't even do Twitter, so I can't even, like, come at Dennis that way. But I did want to see that that Dennis is a nice guy, and I'm sure he's got a lot of friends, and they're all going to be very sad when he loses to me.
There you go.
So, there we are. Shipping. Like I said, I had wanted to talk about this a little bit more. You know, we've been talking about various packaging and how wine gets to people, but I kind of wanted to sort of get to the, how the sausage is made of literal shipping, because I used to work in the wine shipping industry as well, on the customer side of it. But I just kind of want to remind people, like, especially at this time of year, there's a lot of new wines coming in, new vintages. I'll throw up, videos on stuff. Oh, this is, I just got a bunch of new stuff from this importer or that importer. So what they're doing in, say, January, November, I mean, basically you've gotten your vintage of, in this case it'd be the 2020 vintage, you've got it harvested, you've got it in barrel or whatever. If it's destined to be like a fresh rosé for the 2021 shipments that are starting to come in now, or one of these, wicked fresh, white wines or something, that'll be included in what you tell importers that they can have, essentially. But the other stuff that you're going to have is stuff that's now coming to maturation, right? So stuff that maybe sits in barrels for 3 months and then you leave it in bottles for a little while. So at this time, or January, February, people like myself are getting, pre-order requests, right? Like, there's only 200 of this case for the world. Do you want some of that? And they're building containers, right? And a container is essentially, several pallets worth of wine. And that is a tremendous amount of financial commitment on everybody's part. And of course, at a time when, you know, this past year, people are extraordinarily insecure about what to bring because they have so much sort of, you know, left over. There's been a lot of dumping of wines, you know, in all sorts of ways. But again, there's really, really wonderful wines that are sort of ready to come over. Once those containers get built, it may take a while for them to get picked up because a lot of these, especially smaller wineries, it's not like they are massive conglomerates with their own shipping facilities and stuff like that. So they will wait on independent transporters to come and pick up their refrigerated containers, essentially, and then they get put on ships. And I, again, can't stress enough, we all just saw what happened to, 30% of the world's commerce going through one narrow place. I mean, it's stunning to think that we really haven't gotten any further than that. But, you know, priorities being what they are. But that can happen, right? And when they're on those ships, I mean, yeah, they're refrigerated, but they're still swirling all over the place. And then they land, and then they'll sit on a port. Sometimes they'll be marked for inspection by customs, so they'll sit longer. And hopefully you have refrigerated containers. Again, not everybody uses those, but the refrigerated containers are pretty much the modus operandi of the people that we care about, you know, the smaller, gooder importers. But of course, sitting that long is still sitting that long, you know, in Newark, New Jersey, and it could be in serious heat. Then they get put in trucks, and they get bounced all over the United States. Maybe those trucks are refrigerated too. Maybe they're not. Something that people don't really think about is those independent transport companies are really like the hidden heroes. Like if they do it right, cool, your wine gets to you in a much better condition than otherwise. But even they have their limitations. And then there's something that people have probably heard the term because of the movie that starred, you know, what's his name? Snape. It's called Bottle Shock. Bottle Shock is a thing basically where it's saying like the wine got shaken all over the place and it feels and tastes disjointed when it gets to you. And that's, you know, that's something that does calm down. You just kind of lay the wine down for, you know, 3 weeks or something and it chills out. But it's a real thing that can cause people to, you know, kind of question, you know, what's in their glass. So my personal tale, just to sort of let people know, because again, customers sometimes don't quite understand the fact that we're really trying to get the wine to them in the most original state possible, right? Most undamaged. So I used to work for this company called Wine Access, and it was really one of the first companies that was specializing in, you know, basically mail order wine. It was run by a gentleman who ran an import company whose wines I was very familiar with and worked with. So I was pretty comfortable with that part of it. But then you'd have to call people in Houston or, you know, Tucson or whatever, and they're like, yeah, where's my wine? And we'd have to say, well, we can't ship it to you. You know, according to our guidelines, we can't ship it to you until this time window when it looks like the weather will be good. And people would lose their minds. And I understand why. I mean, some of these people were buying thousands of dollars worth of wine, and they wanted it. So it's a really, really, you know, knife-edged thing that a lot of people walk because it's not like a product like anything else. It's not super perishable like vegetables, but it's definitely perishable and volatile and ruinable, unlike, you know, a lot of, you know, hardware and other things like that. So just for people to really understand the stresses of that, sometimes it's just not as easy making wine appear, especially from somewhere like, say, Italy, which leads me into really quick. This morning, I had the pleasure of interviewing Andrea Lonardi, who is the technical director of the Bertani estate in Verona, in the Valpolicella region. We will launch that video April 1st in conjunction with a month-long celebration with specials on their wine. It is a great conversation. The guy is fantastic. He gives some really solid, I mean, he runs this company too, and he's been like, he was like a wunderkind. So he gives some solid business advice that is like great for anybody. So check that out, please. We, as I said, we'll be launching that Thursday along with a month long of these wonderful Bertani wines. So check that out. And do check out Destination Downtown Bangor tonight when Summer Allen and I will be interviewing the incomparable Emily Burnham of the Bangor Daily, as well as a resident and person about town that we all know and love. So lots going on at the store, lots of new wines coming in. Again, if people come in and they want to know about stuff that they've never seen before, please ask, because we're excited to talk to you about it.
Excellent. We look forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll be tuning in tonight. So,
very good. I'll talk to you all next week when we will start talking about cooking with booze.
Oh, one of my favorite segments of the year.
All righty.
Although it's not the same if you can't bring in food to us.
Well, I was just thinking that. I'm thinking we might have to figure out a way to get some samples to you guys, since you're both at least in studio together. Maybe I can, we'll figure something out. We're clever people, and we live 5 minutes from each other.
Right. Then the, and these windows open here in the studio, right, Gary?
Yes, we can take the screens out.
Perfect.
No problem.
Extreme measures.
I'll let you guys know before I throw in something floppy.
Thank you. That sounds good. Appreciate it, Eric.
All righty, guys. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, every Tuesday afternoon, joins us for Message in the Bottle.